AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at am570lasports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
That's what I want more than anything else. Ideas.
Wrong it out, Vic. Petros and Money, AM 570 LA Sports, your home of the World Series champ Los Angeles Dodgers, although you wouldn't know it based on the guest list these days.
Well, we had Vasse for 4 hours yesterday.
Yeah, but Andrew Friedman was given a choice. You want to go on with Fred and Rodney, you want to go on with Petros and Money, and guess who he went on with?
Rogan and Rodney.
That was a poor choice. You chose poorly.
And Fred came on and poked us in the eye with his manhood right at the top of the show. You can podcast it on the iHeartRadio app.
It's terrible.
For your smartphone. It feels like a real slap in the face with Fred's Puzo. It really does.
That'd be terrible.
And it doesn't feel great. How do you like it? Not good. We don't like it. Do you like it? Here it is. Boop, 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 boop.
So yeah. I don't like it, Fred.
Andrew Friedman went on with Rogan and Rodney, but we got Geeter McGee. At 5, we had Tom Telesco last hour, and we have Maurice Jones-Drew. So we have a lot to celebrate as well right here on AM 570 LA Sports. We had our season of giving. Pastor Barnett from the Dream Center joined us in the last hour. You can podcast that as well. But right now, it is time for the number of the day.
Here's my number.
Number of the day.
Number of the day is 3. Received an Instagram direct message.
You did?
In 3 parts, yeah. From listener Barrett.
Uh-huh.
Who is out in Rhode Island. Listens to the show via podcast. And Barrett is a fireman.
Okay.
And he shared this with us. Quote, I am catching up on the podcast. I'm hearing Tim cry and whine about how you might set sprinklers off. If he ruins you guys...
Oh, no.
This was from our live BJ's Thursday broadcast.
Well, full disclosure.
Destructo show.
We got in a lot of trouble.
A lot of trouble because of the fire. Now, this is coming from a fireman, okay?
We were told that we were going to get everybody fired.
We were.
From our fire.
If he ruins you guys burning a pinata inside, I'm going to be furious. I'm a professional firefighter. And I will not be told by some punk-ass desk cop
Kate.
How sprinkler systems work. I would never try and tell you how to do your job, Tim. Damn it. Don't tell me how to do mine. Sprinklers are held shut by a fusible link or a bulb that breaks when exposed to large amount of heat. In the future, keep the pinata in area without them and have a little ABC fire extinguisher nearby to quell Tim. Have a window open, and when that thing gets fully engulfed, football kick it out the window onto the freeway.
Yeah!
I will never lead you two astray. And you tell that desk cop to stop crying. The foundation of PMS was created by arson, violence, and civil unrest.
Thank you!
Let's keep it going! And then the third. And if things get out of hand, I'm wheeling today. I'm out in Rhode Island. I can get there in 30 or 40 hours. So don't be afraid to use liberal amounts of gasoline, boys. God bless you, Barrett.
We love you, Barrett.
We love you. We love the firemen, especially those in Rhode Island. They can get here in 30 to 40 hours as a wheel man.
See, I got this text. It says, the weekly destruction on Instagram Live is like an angrier version of Gallagher's Act, but with more formidable weaponry. And I love it. Some people think it's a hit out against lockdowns.
Could be.
It's whatever you want it to be.
They figured out a way to thwart our advances yesterday. You got a simulcast. You guys have no choice. You have to sit here and do a radio show while you're doing the Instagram Live.
I punched Massey.
Good.
So we got that part.
That's good. Did you punch him with one of those knives that goes into your fist right between his ribs?
No. Like a sex toy, but it's a knife?
Yes.
Yeah, no.
Burn this city.
We're trying.
Look, hey, boss. We got a direct message from a firefighter out in Rhode Island, and he said that we are good.
I got the word of the day for you, Matt, brought to you by Philippe.
He heard me with his words.
The word of the day.
You can still order food and pick up from Philippe's. You can do it on Chow Now or just call Philippe's and pick up the food and walk out. Philippe's is open and doing it like they always have. God bless them. We got beef, ham, turkey, lamb, pastrami, and many other deli foods that you just can't miss. Philippe's on Alameda and Ord. Good-looking sandwiches on TV.
I am dying here. And now you're talking about Philippe's.
Sorry, Matt.
What are you? Rushed.
Lockdown again, Matt. You know, it's coming. And just to let you know how my family deals with the lockdown, I went to my my parents' house today to do yoga outdoors with my sister and my Uncle Maddie.
Outdoor gorilla yoga?
I guess. And I saw my dad, my Uncle Tommy, and Vito. They were all dressed up in the living room, like sitting around a table having a drink. It's like 10 a.m. And I was like, what are you guys doing? They're like, they're going to close the Delray tonight for a couple weeks, so we're going to have lunch. And I was like, you know what that means. They're going to go to the Delray restaurant, and it's going to be dark when they leave. And they're going to get there at noon.
They're going to drink them out.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to drink them out of booze.
So, anyway, that's my dad. But lockdown is upon us again. And I remember during the first really intense lockdown, where, like, Don Martin was like, are you sure you want to come in this week? I mean, it's supposed to be really bad. Lester Holt said,
lockdown, like, there's a difference of opinion. Lockdown.
It's like, yeah, I'm just going to keep going in.
I saw these people at Maggiano's.
I couldn't believe it. But, Matt, early in the lockdown, you made the proclamation that you're no longer doing the, you're just going to take any left turn you want. To hell with these red arrows.
Absolutely. And, streets are empty.
And I commended that. And I was like, you know, to me, that was a green light to also break the law. And I love
law,
it.
Breaking the law.
And since we're teetering on the edge of another lockdown here, and cities like Pasadena are raising up their big middle finger to Governor Slickback and yoga pants and all that stuff, I did do a left turn on the red the other day right down here because the –
California.
Yeah, they got it all blocked off here in Burbank.
The Riverside is a must.
And I just went through the red light
because
there's no one there. And there was some bearded skinny hipsters in a Subaru like opposite me. And they start, you would have thought that I pulled
over a cat.
And just ran over a whole bucket of kittens or just started beating a seal in front of them. They were pearl clutching and gasping like, oh, just like I cold-bloodedly killed a child in front of them or something. So I looked back and did pearl clutching too, like, oh, and looked at them and pointed at them. And I was all shocked and bug-eyed looking back at them like, F you with your stupid, save your freaking pearl clutching bullshit. Anyway, I was shocked. At the bearded hipster's
shock
at me. And man, did they look at me like I was a monster. And then, while I was mocking them, I rolled right up next to a Burbank police officer.
Maybe that's why they were shocked.
And you know what? I saw the police, but they rolled right past me. And you know what I thought in the back of my mind? Not even in the back. Frontal lobe. You know what I thought?
What you think?
Matt approves of this.
Damn right.
That's what I thought. Matt approves of what I'm doing.
Because you know what? That cop, if he doesn't roll and he pulls you over, you just say, come on, man.
Come on.
I'm a grown adult.
Look at those freaking hipsters.
These two eyes, they work. Ain't no cars coming.
Why don't you go pull over those hipsters?
When I get it. You're 16 years old, first year of driving. Man, I've been high on this wheel for 22 years.
Yeah, brother.
Get after it, man.
You're a bearded hipster, sorry ass bitch in your Subaru.
Go get the hipsters.
Look at me. I'm going to murder out Silverado. I'll freaking go whenever I want. This red light means nothing to me. I got a V12 under this freak.
I use discretion, sir. I look both ways repeatedly.
Saw the police, and they roll right past
Yes,
me.
Tim?
I'm just proud of my Burbank police officers.
Yeah, they don't chicken ass.
Chicken ass tickets.
Just give them the nod. Look at him like, yeah.
Ronnie!
Is that what you think would work?
Yep.
Yeah, what are you going to do about it? Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, you like that? You like me running through that red? Copper?
This is the song of the day.
Hey, Flatfoot.
I like that. Copper. I haven't heard that in a good minute.
Oh, yeah.
Bleachers.
You're not going to take me, Copper.
Is the name of a New Jersey act from singer, songwriter, and producer Jack Antonoff with our song of the day called Chinatown.
Is this the one with Springsteen?
It is. Oh. And it's brand new music from the forthcoming third studio record that'll be out sometime in early 2021 that features the boss, Bruce Springsteen, as Petros just mentioned, who lends his vocals to the new synthesizer-friendly indie pop single from Jack Antonoff, who records under the name Bleachers. Enjoy.
Isn't he the guy from Fun?
Is that right?
Yeah, he. You know who his girlfriend is?
Miley Cyrus?
No, Lena Dunham, that cow!
Is that right?
I think so.
From the girls she's a there?
What?
I love her. She's a weirdo.
Not necessarily.
She wants to come over to your house, Ronnie.
I won't be home.
Hey, Copper. You run that light? What are you going to do about it?
I'm an AM sports talk radio personality. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do about it?
You going to side with those freaking hipsters, those exactly. pearl-clutching hipsters?
Them, I bet they got a big bag of weed in that
yeah.
car.
Those guys just picked up some beet juice. Hey, Copper, I know you don't, Whole Foods.
I know you don't want to do the paperwork, Copper.
I know a good desk cop named Tim Gates up in the studio. We'll be back with the top story of the day. It's PMS on AM 570 LA Sports on a 2 on Mono Tuesday on your home of the Dodgers. Thanks for listening to our show.
This hour of the Petros and Money Show podcast is sponsored by Blue Chew.
Yeah, Blue
it's
Chew.
It's nothing to be ashamed of,
no,
guys.
It's not.
Blue Chew brings you the same FDA-approved active ingredient as Viagra and Cialis. Now in a chewable form, the first ever to do it.
Yeah, it does. And you can even do it with a full stomach and still get the lead you need in your pencil.
Guys, don't be embarrassed. Don't be worried about going to the doctor. Blue Chew is prescribed online by licensed physicians, so you don't have to go to the doctor's office and be all embarrassed or wait in line at the pharmacy.
Yeah, get over yourself. Who cares? Like, you're the only one that wants to have a real pencil going, you know what I'm saying, brother, with all the lead necessary to do the job?
It ships right to your door in a discreet package. Right now, we got a special deal for the listeners. Visit BlueChew.com. That's BlueChew.com. And your first shipment is free when you use the special promo code PMS. Just pay $5 shipping.
To hell with being embarrassed. Scream it from the rooftops. I chew blue with Blue Chew.
BlueChew.com. Promo code PMS. Try it free.
They're tweeting. They're on Facebook, Instagram. Interact with the show at AM570LASports.com.
For you, our loyal listener.
Petros and Money continues now. 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 Now.
How am I not myself? PMS is with you on AM570 LA Sports, your home of the Dodgers. It is a 2 Edmondo Tuesday. Woo-hoo. Our Edmondo, Chris McGee from the Lakers station, will join us at 5 to celebrate the Lakers free agency. And MJD will celebrate the Rams victory. Maurice Jones-Drew at 5:20. But now it's time for the top story of the day.
Top story of the day.
Less sound effects. Top story is a double up of three things. Thursday. We're not going to be here Thursday, so we look back at the week that was. Today, and we look ahead to the week that will be tomorrow. The week that was ended last night because the Rams knocked off the Bucs. Maurice Jones-Drew will dig deeper into it. We echo last week's sentiment. The Rams' defense in the conversation is the league's best, and you can win a lot of games that way. In the conversation with the Steelers, with the Saints, with the Colts, man, they made Tom Brady look old. They made that ass look old.
Tom Brady looks older than Phil Rivers,
last night.
And he is. Although they did take Philip Rivers out to run a quarterback sneak the other day. And it went for 6 yards.
They got a Jacoby Brissett package for that old man now out there in Indianapolis. They destroyed the Bucs' rushing attack. 18 carries for 42 yards, a long of 6. That's just under 2.5 yards per carry. And you want to hear a white-hot stat?
Do I?
Aaron Donald didn't make the box score.
I know, Matt. I was watching the whole thing.
Not a tackle. Not a sack.
Levy wouldn't shut up about it.
Not a tackle for loss. Now,
can't tell the difference between Levy and Greasy. Getting tired of it.
What about the other one?
He's more distinctive.
They claim no quarterback hits, but I saw one on the replay. He got shortchanged in that box score. Aaron Donald should have been credited with a quarterback hit.
I'm sure he's upset. But, you know, maybe McVay will go Pete Carroll in there and get in there and have it changed.
While he was busy getting double and triple teamed, everyone else on the defense was wrecking old man Brady. 5 official quarterback hits. One, I don't think it was the sack by Ebukam. I think, and by the way, if you're Steve Levy, and who am I to correct someone? I get names wrong every week. But you should at least look at the pronunciation guide. When you say Ebukam, or when you say Ebukam, and your analyst does the polite thing and correction, says, oh, you know what? When you see Ebukam coming across the edge here,
or just uses his first name. Oh, there's old John.
Exactly. And then you decide you're going to double down. Again, a great play by Ebukam.
You know, they might have had a little conflict there.
They did. A little back and forth there between old Greasy and Levy, although maybe it was Levy and Greasy.
Or same
maybe it was
guy,
Greasy
really.
And Levy. Not really sure.
How am I not myself?
How much did Brady do in the passing game last night for the Mets?
Not much.
But this has happened to Brady and Drew Brees. Like, yeah, they're older and they lack some of the consistency that they used to have. But every time we call them Old Man River, they come back. Yeah.
And they put up 400 yards and five touchdowns.
I hate to be a prisoner of the moment here, you know?
They did hold Tom Brady to a season-low completion percentage of 52%, a season-low in yards per attempt at 4.5 because he had no time to throw. And when he was trying to take his shots, it was chuck and duck meat. He was just throwing completions to their defensive backs. This is actually kind of interesting, Brady, because this is what Bruce Arians wants to do. I mean, he is known as the get me Carson Palmer's big arm.
He likes a downfield thrower.
Exactly. And Brady is now 0 of his last 19 on passes that he attempts that are at least 20 yards.
I want a big armed guy. Let's go get the oldest quarterback in the history of the NFL.
Chuck and duck, meat. He has now struggled mightily in the four games where he has had to face a dominant front.
You know who's got a big arm downfield? Justin Herbert.
Damn right. The Bears, the Rams, the Saints twice. It does not bode well for the Bucs in the playoffs. And I'm going to get the better of Billy with my TB12 diet, eat your gruel method here because Rams were good.
I mean, Tampa Bay has not had a disastrous season.
No. I mean, they will be in the postseason. Yeah,
everybody wants to sit here and slap Brady in the face with their puto today like Fred slapped us with the Andrew Friedman thing.
He did do that.
That might be a little bit premature.
But they have been poor in their contests against the best defenses that they will likely see in the playoffs again. Are the Rams good? Yeah, defense is great. And you credit Jared Goff. He had a solid outing against the Seahawks after the mess in Miami. He was even better for the most part against a really, really good Buccaneers defense. 376 yards passing, 3 scores. Robert Woods, Cooper Kupp, each over 130 yards receiving, each caught at least 10 balls.
You know, they were calling Cooper Kupp very underrated in that game, and so is Robert Woods, man.
Underrated, huh? I feel like I hear enough about Cooper Kupp that he's definitely not underrated.
You know, Matt, listen. If Cooper Kupp had played in that Super Bowl,
they would have won instead of scoring just 3 points. The two picks were bad, kept the Bucs in the game, no business being in, but there was a missed field goal by a kicker who I guess is got everybody excited because he's all muscly. I don't know if you heard, but Matt Gay can put up 245 6 or 7 times, which I guess is great. But how about you don't miss the 44-yarder that keeps it a 1-score game with 2.5 left?
Yeah, back to the hip flexor exercises. Yeah.
How about I don't care how many times you can put 245 up. Just make it from 44 yards so it's a 10-point game instead of 7 with 236 left to play, which I guess if we're picking nits, then why not? I'll point out.
Well, you already picked them off of Levy.
Those two interceptions from Goff, the struggles of the offense not to be able to put this one away when the defense was once again dominant. It happened last week against the Seattle Seahawks. Russell Wilson posts his worst performance in 5 years, but they still have a chance to get a win in the fourth quarter because the offense couldn't pull away. And after that touchdown put them up 7 at the 5:30 mark of the third, the next 6 possessions for the Rams were punt, 3-and-out punt, 3-and-out punt, interception, field goal, 3-and-out punt. Bucs D is really good, so you give them credit for getting 27 points in the first place. They were playing their first game without Whitworth, but come the postseason, probably not going to want a Sean McVay offense running the ball for 1.9 yards per attempt. Now, it was the best rush defense in the league, so again, the other side of that is you credit Jared Goff when they weren't giving him the running game to nearly throw for 400 yards, anxious to see how it holds up in the 2 against Arizona and a game that likely will decide the division and potentially the 1 seed up in Seattle on the 27th. And remember, while the Patriots are not good, Bill Belichick's amoeba defense has caused Jared Goff.
I'm going to check out fits. Rocky Long's amoeba defense amoeba. On Thanksgiving. It's not just a record store that's defunct.
Amoeba. Oh, I miss it.
Way to go, Rams.
Great outing. Defense continues.
I mean, if they can't run the ball, usually they're going to lose. So,
and they were able to overcome that.
Right, that's pretty big time.
And they won their fancy football game. Raiders versus Chiefs, there's a reason why everyone is saying it, because the Derek Carr we're watching this year is not the Derek Carr of the six seasons prior, playing at a level where had they held on and knocked off the Chiefs, swept them, and won the division, he'd be getting MVP votes. Would he win? I don't know, but he'd certainly be top five in votes for sure. Probably the best game that he has ever played as a pro.
Wagging that around yesterday pretty hard, saying, Carr's better than Goff. I always said it. I'm right. And people should respect me. That's what Vasse said. He said he wants his respect. That he's smart. Well,
I guess that's right in step with Derek Carr wanting his respect. Or at least tired of being disrespected. But yeah, this was a great game. And I guess, you know, the fact that just a weird pick sealed their fate, it really reminded me when I watched it.
Of that fourth down play when he just threw it away?
No, of Philip Rivers in like every game last year. When he would just throw an interception and there'd still be 30 seconds left. And you're like, what? It's not like there was 3 seconds there, Philip. You know, there's still like 35 seconds left in the game. I get that the odds are not in your favor that you're going to score a touchdown in those 30 seconds. But I don't know, maybe. Maybe don't.
Well, it reminds me of a great Bell and Sebastian song. Desperation has made a fool of me. And that is that. But Philip Rivers has kind of turned it around this year, hasn't he?
Playing great behind an offensive line that's protecting him. But look, even with that pick, Derek Carr.
And it doesn't make him run the quarterback sneak out there.
He ain't going to do it. You might call it. He's going to check out of it, getting in his shotgun, try to throw the ball 15 yards downfield. And even with that interception, Carr still had a rating of 120. Should have been higher. Of his 8 incompletions, 4 were just straight drops by his receivers. 3 touchdowns, 75% completion rate, 275 yards. And he's getting out of that Darren Waller, Josh Jacobs comfort zones, found a new friend in Nelson Aguilar.
Down the field.
Got 6 receptions.
He dropped 2 balls also, by the way.
He didn't drop a baby.
No, he had 2 crucial drops in the game.
But we were catching him, unlike Aguilar.
Yeah, gift got put around a lot.
By the way, Cates, I do want to ask, because I heard it on the broadcast. I was under the assumption that you made up 3rd and Renfro.
No.
Like, that was your thing.
No.
It's not like Doyers.
Oh, I thought that was like yours. I came up with 3rd and Renfro. I've been using it on the pregame.
It's not
like Doyers or Sweet James or any of that stuff. Cates took it off a T-shirt and then brought it to PMS.
Gotcha.
No, it's a Raider thing. They kind of started in Vegas and kind of spread like coronavirus out.
Coronavirus, Dave.
Maybe it doesn't spread like Corona. Yeah, exactly. Maybe it just spreads like a great TikTok that gets shared amongst friends instead of coronavirus. Some interesting questions there.
Spreads like great news.
When you know your defense isn't great.
Is that the Raiders?
Yeah. And you know Mahomes is getting the ball with like 2 minutes or 2.5 minutes to score. Is there a way to just be like, oh, no, I seem to have slipped, and now Travis Kelce is making a sprint for the end zone.
No, I was watching. I saw it. You know, I.
No, I mean, like, just let him score on the first play of the scrimmage so you get the ball back because you're moving the ball effectively.
Or you try to just kill more clock when you have it, and, you know, we saw a little bit of that going on.
I thought that might be the case when they were down there with the first and goal.
Let's not forget, this was a defense that had Zoom meetings all week because of COVID.
Right.
Are you going to go Zoom meeting?
That's what I'm saying. There was confusion in the secondary on that last drive and that last touchdown.
No, I'm just saying, don't give him 2 minutes to score. Let him score in 20 seconds. Then you get the ball against the defense you've been torching all game with 2 minutes left to win the game.
Well, what if he just stands on the one and you just stand there?
I've been foiled.
And he just stands there and then he takes a knee or just throws the ball out of bounds at the one so the clock stops. You know,
it was
Matt, if you know, we could start talking about wearing hats.
We know how that story ends.
We could start talking about wearing hats in baseball, whether or not it's necessary. But, you know, it's awful hard out there with live bullets.
Hey, defensive guys, I love you, but do me a favor. I believe you could stop this team. I really do.
Yeah, I don't think you know.
But try this one on. Try working through
this with
me.
They just get chunks of like 9, 12,
remember the
15,
Zoom
12,
meeting
10,
when we talked
15.
About tackling? Forget it all.
Forget all of that. I want you all to lay down.
What else you got, Matt?
We got the at 6-4. Raiders need to go 4-2 to close it out. I think they can, but it won't be easy. They're better than the Falcons, but Atlanta has feasted on crappy defenses all season and put up a ton of points. So that could be a shootout. They should destroy the Jets in New York. The Colts have one of the best defenses in the league, so that'll be tough. The Chargers went down to the final play with him, and a side judge thought it was a game-winning TD that wasn't. The Dolphins' defense, formidable, as is the Broncos, but I still think there's four wins in there for the Raiders to make the postseason. Really quick on the Chargers and Jets, we talked to Tom Telesco earlier. Herbert sensational again, adding to all of those rookie records. Three touchdown passes now in five games. No rookie's ever done that. Five games of 300-plus yards. Only Andrew Luck, six in his rookie year, are better. And he and Keenan have kind of picked up where Keenan and Phillip Rivers left off. As Keenan set a Chargers record with 16 catches. And he's
still a good receiver without Phillip Rivers?
Turns out, I guess when you're a good receiver, you get a lot of targets.
Except for from your brother, Zach Maynard at Cal.
You should have never made the deal.
Who was not good.
You should have never made it a package deal.
You wrecked Tedford's career.
You never made it a package deal.
You ruined Cal, Keenan.
Keenan will become the receptions leader through 100 games over the next couple weeks. He'll pass Antonio Brown, 629, as he's got four games to get 15 catches to do it.
Third and Renfro from Melody, another chronic taco from Kate.
Maybe it'll be like 17 and they'll win out. They'll be 9-7. It'll come down to like some crazy play in some other game and they'll just miss out by the skin of their teeth.
Who do the Bolts have this week, man?
The Bills in Buffalo.
Oh, that's right.
Western New York. Perhaps the return of Austin Eckler.
What a crappy place, huh?
Tell Tom that.
How do you like it out there, Tom? Do you have a surfboard in your background when you lived in Buffalo?
Yeah.
We'll be back.
No, he had snowshoes.
There's three things Thursday for Thanksgiving. We will have some more great sports talk coming up next. Some Netflix algorithm news. Chris Geeter McGee. Maurice Jones-Drew. Everybody's got three names still to come.
Get P and Money on your smart speaker.
Mic check.
Just say, Alexa.
Yes?
Play AM 570 LA Sports on iHeartRadio.
We got a Thanksgiving Day NFL triple header on Thursday. We got you covered on all three fronts. Texans, Lions, Washington, Dallas, Ravens, Steelers. Starts at 9:30 a.m. If you're out running around on Thanksgiving Day, no, you will not miss a single play as long as you are tuned in to AM 570 LA Sports. Chargers, Bills will be on Sunday at 10 a.m. on Alt 98.7.
Well, Matt, I was inspired by your algorithm search on Netflix the other day.
You were the one?
Well, I was, because you said you looked up the film noir on Netflix, and I have Netflix, and I wanted to see how it worked. Well, actually, I don't really have Netflix. I steal Netflix from our babysitter. Because that's that. Yeah. And I said, film noir.
Oh, yeah, you talked right to the remote there.
Instead of, you know, typing in a bunch
9965-44112.
Yeah. And The Lincoln Lawyer. And all those other terrible movies that you read off came up, just like...
It's not film noir.
Yeah. The Lincoln Lawyer, to me, is just McConaughey trying to geek a Lincoln.
It's a thriller.
Yeah. And, you know, noir is thrillers, but I wouldn't put The Lincoln Lawyer up there. So then I just bought my own two noir films on my own Apple TV. So this is the PMS Noir Minute. The NM. I bought... Dark Passage, San Francisco, Humphrey Bogart, Lauren Bacall. Unbelievable chemistry, Matt.
What year are we talking about here?
I'll tell you. 1947 on that one. And I would recommend Dark Passage for sure, since we are your film noir show of record. Bogey, at a certain point in this movie, has his face all wrapped up like Darkman. And if you can't get behind Darkman, I don't know what you can get behind in the
world.
Big
hit.
I'm Darkman. Liam Neeson.
It was a movement.
Early Liam Neeson lead role. I am Darkman. And I love Darkman almost as much as I love The Hollow Man. And God knows I love The Hollow Man. The other film noir, Matt, that I bought even earlier, Billy Wilder's Double Indemnity. Double Indemnity.
Okay.
Now, that
even
one...
Even earlier than 1947.
44.
Okay.
That one stars Fred McMurray, Babs Stanwyck. What a bitch she was in this. Woof.
Ooh, I can see it on the screen now. Yeah.
And Eddie G.
Yeah, Eddie G.
Eddie G. Robinson in a great supporting role. It's an L.A. insurance scam story. great film noir films, Matt. Movies from the 40s, 44 and 47 respectively. That's what sets us apart. We are your movie from the 40s show of record. And please don't try the Netflix algorithm for film noir. The Lincoln Lawyer or A Place Beyond the Pines is not the same as what we're talking about. So, enjoy those.
I guess maybe if it didn't have McConaughey, you'd feel like it might fall into the category, but it's...
Who do you want?
It's got McConaughey. I mean, every time you look at the guy, you just kind of think about him. Hey, bro, you want to get some Ritas and go surfing out of the colony?
I like this Lincoln.
Right?
Hook 'em horns.
One of the greatest classes I ever took at UCLA. The history of film noir.
Is that right?
Did they show the Lincoln Lawyer?
No. It starts off with the Maltese Falcon.
Okay, that's a good one.
Good one.
Those were the two I remember.
Maltese Falcon is Humphrey Bogart, too.
Double Indemnity.
Okay.
That's the one we just watched.
Yep. Great. I mean, I didn't know a lot about it, being a young idiot. I love that class.
Well, there you go.
Awesome.
Cates?
You're in.
Hey.
You're in.
Don't be scared of Sid Charisse and Party Girl. Sid Charisse and Party Girl ain't bad either, Catesy. You want a little taste of Sid Charisse?
North by Northwest.
It's not bad either, Cates.
Great movie.
They're all fabulous.
Peck, right? North by Northwest?
Who, what, where?
Is that Gregory Peck? Whatever.
Yeah, I think so.
I think it is.
You mean Atticus Finch?
Yeah.
We'll be right back with more PMS.
It's Cary Grant.
Cary Grant.
Cary Grant.
Yeah, Cary Grant, that's what I said.
No, Gary.
Gary Gaetti?
I wish. Mustache.
We'll be right back with more PMS on AM 570 LA Sports. We are your 1940s film noir show of record.
Nobody touches it.
Nobody. Well, Matt, you know, we had to follow up on the algorithm and the Lincoln Lawyer.
What's going on here with this film noir?
I did. I said the words, and all the films that you read showed up.
It's weird, right?
And I didn't have to type in a bunch of dots or dashes or anything. We'll be right back with more PMS. Geeter McGee will be here to shake his Laker puzzo and defend Matt Leinart next.
Mona Lisa on a motorcycle can.